Tom, we got a letter today from Laddie, who's been at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Miller for quite a while. And I think he has a home. We do usually move our dogs within 90 days. We certainly try to, and we've been very lucky to have been able to do it. So here's what he says. Hi, I'm Laddie, and I've been parked at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana shelter in Miller for months. I've just been looking for a new home. Well, I find myself in a great place right now. Two ladies adopted me from the Humane Society as an only dog. And you know what that means. That means I am the center of attention. Before I joined my new family, the shelter had me groomed and neutered. I prefer the grooming, although it includes a horrible spray water bath that some good citizen paid to have done. And I'm not real high on the neutering thing either. So here's my story. My original owner gave me to somebody else, a construction dude from Porter County. He said he cared for me, but he didn't pay for my rabies shot or neutering job and abandoned me at a Lucky Stop convenience store in Valparaiso. That same dude told the clerk that he didn't have the heart to take me to a shelter to be killed. But the real reason I found myself resting on a bed behind the lottery tickets was he just couldn't handle me anymore. Really? I only weigh 9 pounds. Wait just a minute here. I'm a snappy-looking male black and white Pomeranian. I'm guessing the guy weighed way more than me and was smarter. I mean, humans usually are. So what couldn't he handle? While I was at the shelter, another male 6-year-old cocker was brought in, too, as an owner surrender. The woman gave him up, saying, I can't deal with him marking territory and humping everything, so he's yours. Haven't these humans ever heard of neutering a male dog? I admit, the neutering idea freaked me out, but I feel great now with more energy. I'll run away less, and my marking and humping days are over. Plus, I'm pretty sharp looking with the grooming job they did, and I found a new home. I feel lucky today, like winning the lottery. What's not to like? Signed, Laddie, the abandoned Pomeranian from Morgan Township.
Dear Laddie, it's very good news to hear that you have a chance at a new life. I'm a private person kind of dog, but I will share with you that I've been neutered too. We are a domesticated species and differ from our wild ancestors in several ways. First and foremost, we socialize with people and have been bred to have higher reproductive rates. Dogs and cats both are sexually mature at an earlier age than our wild counterparts. It's not something I talk about a lot, but my testicles were removed. They are very gone. Ugh, castration. And neutering is a nice way to say it. I sometimes daydream about what used to be there, but most of the time I'm content knowing there are behavioral and medical benefits to this procedure. Neutered dogs are less likely to have aggression problems, less likely to roam from home and mark their territory with urine. Those behaviors do not endear pets to people. If you have a dog that weighs 40 pounds or more and can't afford to go to a private veterinarian to get him or her fixed, call Calumet Snap toll-free at 877-819-3300. They have financial aid to help you get your large dog fixed. Their website is calumetsnap.org. Signed, Ollie, your neutered friend in fur. And remember, love is a four-legged word.